From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. There are reports of more looting taking place in downtown Port-au-Prince. Hundreds of men and boys have been seen climbing collapsed walls and breaking into shops in the Haitian capital. Last week's devastating magnitude 7 earthquake has claimed the lives of tens of thousands of people. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said today he plans to bolster UN peacekeepers in the country. The UN Food Agency also said today it's reached agreement at the U.S.-run airport in Haiti to give priority to humanitarian aid flights. Former President Bill Clinton, who had been involved in helping to raise private donations for Haitian relief, arrived in the capital today. Clinton is the UN Special Envoy for Haiti. U.S. troops continue to move toward Haiti. Some 2,200 Marines are expected to be on the ground tomorrow to help with humanitarian assistance and security there. Meanwhile, the military is expected to airdrop food and water today from cargo planes. More from NPR's Tom Bowman.
6 days after the massive earthquake hit Haiti, residents are complaining about the slow pace of relief efforts. So sometime soon, C-130 cargo planes will start dropping pallets of humanitarian aid into Haiti. Major Christian Sorensen, a spokesman for the 82nd Airborne Division in North Carolina, says the first drop will include 13,000 meals and nearly 4,000 gallons of water. Soldiers on the ground would then secure the supplies and hand them out. A brigade of the 82nd, some 3,500 soldiers, was supposed to arrive in Haiti over the weekend, but they've been delayed, says Major Sorensen, because there's a bottleneck at the Port-au-Prince airport. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Britain's inquiry into the Iraq war heard today from former Prime Minister Tony Blair's chief of staff. He disputes previous testimony to the independent panel, which claimed Blair and former President Bush agreed to go to war a year before the 2003 invasion. Larry Miller reports from London.
Jonathan Powell insisted the UK's former ambassador to Washington had misinformed the inquiry. Powell said Blair and President Bush did not decide to invade Iraq during their private meeting at Crawford, Texas.
I was at Crawford. The Prime Minister gave us an account of his conversation with the President. There was no undertaking in blood to go into war. There was no firm decision to go on war. So it's absolutely clear we were not signing up for a war on this. We were signing up for going down the UN route and giving Saddam a chance to comply.
Next week, the inquiry will be putting questions about the lead-up to the war directly to former Prime Minister Blair. As with the rest of the inquiry, it will be televised. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The White House announced today President Obama will deliver his first State of the Union address on January 27th. Mr. Obama will address a joint session of Congress beginning at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. It will be the president's first State of the Union address. The speech delivered last year is not considered technically a State of the Union address. This is NPR. A judge in Canada today sentenced the ringleader of a homegrown terror plot to life in prison. The sentence handed out in connection with a guilty plea from 24-year-old Zachary Amara, who in October acknowledged to being the leader of a group dubbed the Toronto 18 that reportedly planned to set off bombs outside the Toronto Stock Exchange. The group claimed the goal was to scare Canada into removing troops from Afghanistan. Amara and others were arrested in 2006 in connection with that terror plot. More than 1,500 Atlantans marked Martin Luther King Jr. Day at the church that was once led by the late civil rights leader. The commemorative service struck a more somber tone than last year's, which fell on the eve of President Obama's inauguration. Member station WABE in Atlanta, Odette Youssef reports.
Last year, the tone was euphoric. This year, several speakers talked of the difficulties that regular people are facing from foreclosures and job losses. Keynote speaker Cornel West said Obama wasn't the only reason that King and other pioneers of the civil rights movement toiled.
They didn't sacrifice just to see black faces in high places.
All right, Doc, fix it up.
They wanted black faces in high places to quest for the same greatness that focuses on the least of these.
West is a professor at Princeton University and celebrated author of several books on race. He and other speakers stress the equal importance of helping those suffering outside the U.S., particularly in Haiti. For NPR News, I'm Odette Youssef in Atlanta.
U.S. financial markets were closed for the Dr. Martin Luther King holiday. However, there was trading in Europe, in London, Paris, and Germany. Stocks all closed higher. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.